Welcome back to Wellness Weekly. I'm your co-host, Nora.
And I'm your co-host, Isabel. In Wellness Weekly, we like to be real and dive deep into topics that we want to make mainstream when it comes to wellness and health.
We want this podcast to be a safe space for everybody, and we're so happy you're here. Everyone, welcome back to Wellness Weekly. It's your co-host Nora
and Isabel, and we are here today with an extra special episode. Full credit to Nora for thinking of it. Today we're going to talk about meditation and grounding techniques, but first a word from our sponsor,
Elm Coffee Roasters. Elm Coffee Roasters open in Pioneer Square and South Lake Union for takeout and soon indoor seating. Order coffee and more at elmcoffeeroasters.com. Thank you so much, Elm.
Yeah, we're very happy to welcome you all back to our podcast. So Nora, what are some grounding techniques and what are they useful for, in your opinion?
Yeah, okay. So we want to start by saying that the reason why we thought it would be a good idea to kick off this episode on the topic of meditative practices or grounding techniques is because we think that they're so relevant to the time that we're in right now, which is midterm season. Nobody loves midterm season. You know, you could just feel the stress hormones going up anywhere you go in classes. Like, everybody's just so out of it. And they feel like, you know, you just feel like, you know how when you're like sitting in class and like slowly you start drifting off and then the professor is like, here's the next poll everywhere question. Please answer on your phones. And then you're like, wait, what happened? What are we trying to answer? Wait, hold up. I need to like remember what we're doing. This is kind of like where our motivation for this episode is coming from, because we found ourselves relating to that and just living that. So We really hope that this episode can feel like a breath of fresh air and bring you some peace in this stressful time of midterms. And so just to introduce to you what grounding techniques are, grounding techniques are kind of strategies that anyone can do to help manage either their traumatic memories or strong emotions. So the purpose of them is to allow a person to kind of step away from that headspace and from the flashbacks or negative emotions, or concentrating on the intensity of the strong emotions and kind of bringing yourself back to earth, bringing yourself back present and feeling the present moment and feeling the sensations of it and the different things and the different aspects of which the present can impact you, and kind of like just live in it and process it in real time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing about grounding techniques, for me, they help me feel a little bit more like myself. I know that a lot of these techniques are especially useful for interrupting thought spirals and specifically trains of thought that aren't serving you well at all. And they allow you just to put a little bit of distance between yourself and your anxiety or your depressive thoughts or whatever your brain is coming up with that, you know, is indicative of like only one portion of you. They allow you to, I would say, regain a sense of control on one hand, and also to surrender to, like you were saying, the present moment on the other hand. And for me, I think that when I do grounding techniques, I feel more connected to my emotional body, but I'm also less afraid of it, because sometimes when I'm trying to avoid really interrogating certain emotions or certain thought spirals, the whole thing is just really intimidating. And grounding techniques for me really break up that process into kind of manageable steps and help me just feel like myself again, if only for a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I love everything that you said, and I relate 100%. Like, definitely grounding techniques have helped me kind of become less afraid of my emotions and become more, you know, at peace with them, which is something that I think, especially when it comes to like stressful and strong negative emotions. And I hate labeling them as negative emotions, but, you know, going with the normally used label, I guess, it does make me feel more at peace with them. And so, yeah, we thought it would be really helpful to kind of bring up a couple of thoughtful exercises and grounding techniques that you could do on your own. And we're going to do a quick one together with you.
And also really quickly, so many things can be grounding techniques. They don't have to be formal meditations. They don't have to be guided by anyone else. You can do them at any point in time, and they don't have to take super long either. It can also be a little bit surprising, you know, kind of what comes up during grounding activities. Like sometimes it can also be like a little jarring to like notice things that maybe you have been overlooking or ways in which you haven't been fully connected to your body. So we just want to put that out there for our listeners, just give you a little bit of advance notice. Sometimes things that like, you know, are harder or more draining to process do come up, or just things that are surprising in general. Like for me, sometimes when I lose my appetite from stress and I do a grounding activity, I find myself getting really hungry afterwards. And so you can connect back into your body, can connect back to your mind, and all sorts of things can come up during these.
Absolutely. Yes. I really think that that's a important disclaimer that, you know, we are in no way mental health professionals, but we're doing our best to manage stress as college students. And in that way, we're trying to advocate for our mental health as well as your mental health. Yeah.
All right. So Nora, you suggested this meditation and it's called the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. Do you want to go over just a little bit about what this is and why it's helpful?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a grounding technique that relies on the engagement of your sensations. Like a big part of not being grounded is, or like feeling maybe dissociated and not feeling connected to your body has to do with, you know, just not being able to feel things, like physical things. It's kind of like there's the connection between your physical body and your mind and the thoughts and processes and emotions that happens in your mind. And this is kind of trying to put back the connection between the two because you focus your thoughts on your physical sensations. And so it's called the 5-4-3-2-1 because it involves five of our senses. So it involves your sight, your touch, and your hearing, your smell, and your taste. Start by taking a deep exhale. Hold it in for a few seconds. And then slowly let it out. As you start feeling more connected with your breath, start with thinking of five things that you can see. Look for small details such as patterns on the ceilings, the way that the light reflects on a surface, or an object in the room that you've never noticed before. Take another deep exhale, hold it in for a few seconds, and then let it out. Next up, try to find four things that you can feel. Notice the sensation of your clothing on your body, the sun hitting your skin or the light hitting your skin, the feeling of the chair that you're sitting on. Pick an object and examine the weight of it and the feeling of the weight of it on your hand, the texture and other physical qualities that you can identify. Moving on to our hearing. Try to find three things that you are able to hear at this moment. Pay special attention to the sounds that your mind has tuned out, such as ticking clock, distant traffic, or trees blowing in the wind. Take another deep exhale. Hold it in for a few seconds and then let it out. Now let's pay attention to things that you can smell. Pick two things that you can smell at this moment. Try to notice smells in the air around you, like an air freshener or a freshly mowed grass. You may also look around for something that has a scent, like a flower or an unlit candle. And lastly, try to find one thing that you can taste. Do you carry a gum by any chance? A piece of candy or a small snack? Pop it in your mouth and focus your attention closely on the flavors. If you don't have any of those things, you can try drinking water. Try to focus on the sensations and how the water tastes like. Maybe you can pick up on some of the mineral aftertastes of the water. Take another deep breath in. Hold it for a few seconds. And then let it out. So that was an example of a very popular grounding technique. And again, it's called the 5-4-3-2-1.
There's another meditation that we want to share with you all today, and this is called body awareness. This helps bring you back into the present by directing your focus to sensations in the body, and pay special attention to the physical sensations during each step of the process. So to begin the body awareness meditation, we'll take 5 long deep breaths through your nose and out through your mouth. Next, you'll want to place both feet on the floor. Wiggle your toes, curl and uncurl your toes several times. Spend a moment noticing the sensations in your feet. Then stomp your feet on the ground several times. Pay attention to the sensations in your feet and legs as you make contact with the ground. Now, clench your hands into fists, then release the tension. Repeat this 10 times. Now, press your palms together. Press them harder and hold this pose for 15 seconds. Pay attention to the feeling of tension in your hands and arms. Now, rub your palms together briskly. Notice the sound and the feeling of warmth. Reach your hands over your head like you're trying to reach the sky. Stretch like this for 5 seconds. Now bring your arms down and let them relax at your sides. Take 5 more deep breaths and notice the feeling of calm in your body. All right, everyone. That is the body awareness meditation.
If you're interested in finding more grounding techniques and quick meditations that you can go back to, we found these two meditations on therapistaid.com.
Just for the record, we are not plagiarizing. We are giving our original sources credit. Anyways, we hope that all of our listeners were able to, even if you didn't follow along with the meditations, find some sense of calmness in our chaotic lives. And we hope that these were able to bring you closer to your body and to the universe. And overall, we just hope that this podcast today has been an opportunity for you to release some tension. And I know we were talking before we started recording about how this podcast is such a grounding and meditative experience for the both of us, because it involves just so much mindfulness around what we're saying and how we're saying it. And I feel like for me, it's a time when I'm very present in the moment. I'm just focusing on the conversation, focusing on maybe my perceptions around how you'll interpret what we are saying. So overall, I would say it's a very grounding experience overall.
Yeah. This is why we always, in every episode, we say we really appreciate your listenership, because we really do, as this is a form of meditative practice for us. And we're so happy that you are here for us to keep doing it.
We're so grateful for you guys. So now we're going to close out with one final word from our sponsor. Again, we so appreciate you all listening to our podcast. And we hope that overall this podcast has benefited you too, just like it's been such a wonderful and a really transformative experience for us.
Elm Coffee Roasters. Open since 2015, Elm Coffee Roaster is devoted to high quality coffee that's easy to brew at home and a joy to drink. At our roastery and cafe in Pioneer Square, Seattle, Elm obsessively roasts small batches of coffee that they source with a focus on sustainable practices that lift up the whole supply chain and protect the future of the coffee plant. Elm's goal is to make a truly exceptional cup of coffee and an experience that you look forward to every day. Cafes in Pioneer Square and South Lake Union open now for takeout and soon indoor seating. Please use code podcast at elmcoffeeroasters.com for 15% off your next coffee order. Thank you for tuning in.
We are really looking forward to having you back on our next episode, and we hope that this week you find a way to take care of yourselves, whatever that looks like for you. Bye, everyone.